Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Libyan officials say they've arrested four people in connection with this week's attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. The attack killed four Americans. One was the U.S. ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. Another was Glenn Doherty, a former Navy SEAL who grew up in Winchester. The 42-year-old Doherty served in Iraq and Afghanistan and was working a detail for a private company hired to provide security in Benghazi. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Glenn Doherty grew up in Winchester, where he graduated from high school in 1988. One of his teachers there remembers him as a remarkable student.
I had him in grade 11 English, British Lit to be exact. When you work with teenagers, it's the very special ones that stay in your mind.
That teacher, Judy Hessian, now heads up the English department for Winchester Schools. When she heard the news of Doherty's death, she remembered him vividly, and yearbook photos confirmed her memories.
And there he was, exactly as I pictured him, blonde hair, freckles, big smile. I've taught for over 30 years, and he's one of the most memorable students I ever had.
She's shocked by the news.
I was stunned. Absolutely stunned. I knew that he'd gone to aviation school after high school, and I knew he was a risk taker, and I knew he did tennis and wrestling, which are sports for independent kids, so I'm not surprised that he became a SEAL, and I'm wicked proud of him.
Before becoming a Navy SEAL, Doherty flew planes, rode motorcycles, skied, and worked as a whitewater rafting guide. At his high school yesterday, there was a moment of silence in his honor. For students like sophomore Hendrix Abreu, who was too young to have known Doherty, it was a sobering moment.
That he graduated from our school and stuff, he was serving his country and he died, I mean, sad.
Doherty's sister, Kate Quigley, spoke for the family outside her mother's home.
Our family would like to thank everyone for their love and support. Glenn lived his life to the fullest. He was my brother, but if you ask his friends, he was their brother as well.
Doherty's message in his senior yearbook was prescient. It reads in part, "When I have done everything and seen all there's to see, and dreamed the dreams way past the edge, but have more left in me, I'll cry myself to sleep that night and pray to God to die." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.